नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। वो इसमें आएगा इम्पोर्टेंस ऑफ मन शिक्षा में, दिस विल बी डिस्क्राइब इन डिटेल। ये थोड़ा पहले ही आपको वो
इंटरनल एक्सटर्नल याद रहता है, वो एसोटेरिक एक्सोटेरिक तरह
ठीक है, मैं जो याद रहता है वो पॉइंट इस वो क्या है वो। ओके, सो टुडे वी विल डिस्कस द ओवरव्यू ऑफ मन शिक्षा एज गिवन बाय शिवराम स्वामी महाराज। इवन द मन शिक्षा एट अ ग्लांस वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन, सो शिवराम स्वामी महाराज गिव्स एन ओवरव्यू ऑफ मन शिक्षा। तो मैं बोलते बोलते आपको चाहिए तो यू कैन राइट इट डाउन। द फर्स्ट वर्स ऑफ मनस शिक्षा एक्सप्लेन्स व्हाट कंडीशन्ड लिविंग एंटिटीज शुड डू व्हेन फेथ इन कृष्णा मैनिफेस्ट विद इन देम। तो मतलब ही स्टार्टिंग विद कंडीशन्ड लिविंग एंटिटी ओनली। कंडीशन्ड लिविंग एंटिटी में व्हेन शुद्ध भक्ति का श्रद्धा जब मैनिफेस्ट होता है, so what should we do when that pure devotional faith manifests in manas shiksha? Krishna means Shyam Sundar Krishna, because ultimately the goal is first only defined. We are aspiring for Goloka Vrindavan, serving Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. That is our aspiration, following in the footsteps of gopis, manjaris, like that. It does not mean Krishna in Dwaraka or Krishna in Mathura or any other incarnation of Krishna. It simply means Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanais Taddama Vrindavanam. So by good fortune, Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadepai Bhakti Lata Beach, by the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, one receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. So that seed is what? This is Shraddha, a very difficult commodity to achieve. When someone acquires faith in Krishna Katha, then one should accept Diksha, initiation from a spiritual master, taking the mantra from the Guru. Gurav, so Gurav indicates Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. गुरौ गोष्ठे गोष्ठालयेषु सुजने भूसुरगणे,
दैट्स व्हाट यू वांट सीसी में भी
वंदे वंदे गुरुं गुरुन, यस बोथ आर
में
गुरुन इज प्लूरल, गुरौ इज ड्यूअल। गुरौ इंडिकेट्स टू क्लासेस, शिक्षा एंड दीक्षा। गुरुन इंडिकेट्स दैट यू कैन हैव मेनी गुरुस, व्हिच मींस मेनी शिक्षा गुरुस, दैट इज व्हाट। So then one should accept Diksha, initiation from a spiritual master, taking the mantra from Guru. One then worships Radha and Krishna, Vaishnavas and Gurus, Diksha Guru and Siksha Gurus. The first verse moves us from Adav Shraddha to Sadhu Sangha, which is association of Vaishnavas and the spiritual masters. Then the process of Diksha takes the practitioner to Bhajana Kriya. Okay, so Shraddha takes one to Sadhu Sangha, then Sadhu Sangha takes one to, then in Sadhu Sangha you take Diksha, and Diksha takes you to Bhajana Kriya. Actually it is mentioned that the Siksha Guru gives the Abhideya Jnana, and the Diksha Guru gives the Sambandha Jnana. And both may be same also. Your Siksha Guru, your Diksha Guru may be your prime Siksha Guru also.
So, Diksha Guru kya dete
hai? Sambandha Gyan.
And Siksha Guru?
Abhideya Gyan. Some questions may arise just by reading the first verse. We are advised to worship Radha Krishna, the Vaishnavas and Gurus. So first, if you are supposed to just take Diksha and chant Hare Krishna all day long, then how are we meant to maintain our body as well as perform our religious duties? भाई पूरा दिन भक्ति करेंगे तो मेंटेनेंस कैसे होगा? हाउ आर वी सपोज टू वर्क एंड लिव इन दिस वर्ल्ड व्हाइल बीइंग टोटली डेडिकेटेड टू स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ? दिस इज अ फेमिलियर क्वेश्चन फॉर स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिशनर्स. इट्स ऑल्सो अर्जुनास क्वेश्चन व्हेन ही हियर्स अबाउट वर्क एंड रेनन्सिएशन. जायसी चेत कर्मणस्ते मता बुद्धिर् जनार्दन तत् किं कर्मणि घोरे मां नियोजयसि केशव. अरे इफ यू वॉन्ट मी टू डू बुद्धि योग देन वाई आर यू आस्किंग मी टू फाइट हियर. तत् किं कर्मणि घोरे घोरे कर्मणि किं मां नियोजयसि, वाई यू आर एंगेजिंग मी.
या फिर रिनन्सिएशन के बारे में है और वर्क के बारे में, उसका बीच का ट्रांजिशन पीरियड को कैसा फेस करने का. इंस्टीट्यूशनली देयर इज नो समथिंग प्रॉपर दिस थिंग, सो दैट इज व्हाई पीपल्स लाइफ आर गेटिंग स्पॉइल्ड बिकॉज प्रीमैच्योरली हम लोग दे आर लिविंग एवरीथिंग एंड ट्राइंग टू रिनाउंस, बट देन उधर भी नहीं उधर भी. इंस्टीट्यूशनली देयर इज नो येट समथिंग, वो ट्रांजिशन फेज में समथिंग देयर हैज टू बी बिटवीन.
See, from his point of view, is right actually. But having said that, devotees should not always expect it to come from the institution. Jaise, when I was in
institute,
no. जब मैं 12th स्टैंडर्ड में था, हमारा बोर्ड एग्जाम पास में आ रहा था, तो मेरा एक कजिन सिस्टर थी, वी बोथ वर इन द सेम क्लास. सो जस्ट मे बी वन आर टू वीक्स बिफोर द बोर्ड एग्जाम आई जस्ट हैपन टू मीट माई कजिन सिस्टर. वी वर आस्किंग अबाउट ईच अदर्स प्रिपरेशन, कैसा कर रही है. तो बोली कि फिजिक्स में 3-4 चैप्टर में पढ़ी नहीं. क्यों? अरे बोर्ड एग्जाम पास में आ गया, हाउ यू आर टेलिंग दैट यू हैव नॉट स्टडीड 3 चैप्टर्स? टीचर ने सिखाया नहीं. बोला पागल है क्या, टीचर सिखाने नहीं मतलब आप क्या बोर्ड एग्जाम में जाके बोलेंगे कि मेरा टीचर ने सिखाया नहीं, मुझे मार्क दे दो बोल के. सो देन आई लिटरली चैस्टाइज हर हेवीली एंड देन वो दिन पूरा बैठ के वो 3 चैप्टर समझाया उसको. And I told, these are the questions you study properly. So the point is, what should be our attitude? Or dusra ek example, this was when I was in Dharwad, I one devotee with whom I have been in constant touch, very, very good friend of mine. So he was sharing that, jab wo college mein tha, somehow he was preparing for JEE exam, IIT, वो क्लिक नहीं हुआ फर्स्ट अटेम्प्ट में. एंड somehow his family members were not so encouraging for him to try again. And वो स्टेट एंट्रेंस के लिए प्रिपेयर नहीं किया था, तो एकदम एक बेकार थर्ड क्लास इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेज में उसको एडमिशन मिला. और पेरेंट बोला अरे इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेज में एडमिशन मिल गया ना, पढ़ाई करो. बट ही वॉज वेरी डिप्रेस्ड फॉर 1-2 years, and then he realized, yeah, I am just wasting my days, so let me study well and post graduation let me try to get into a good college. So ye uska ye divya gyan usko 4th saal mein usko prakat hua, 3 saal already almost waste kar chuka tha. But then he was quite bright student, he studied well and then he started looking gate preparation ke liye कुछ इंस्टीट्यूट से किया. पूरा घूम घूम के चेन्नई में एक ही इंस्टीट्यूट मिला. ऐसा गेट के लिए तो कोई बिकॉज देयर डिफरेंट ब्रांचेस, सो हु विल ऑफर दैट काइंड ऑफ. वो जमाने में नहीं था, आज का जमाने में गेट के लिए भी है, बट वो जमाने में देयर वाज वन इंस्टीट्यूट विच ये एनरोल करके विद इन 15 days वो भी बंद हो गया बिकॉज दे हैव लैक ऑफ रजिस्ट्रेशन, नॉट मेनी पीपल रजिस्टर्ड. तो इन्होंने क्या किया, ही टुक द फोन नंबर्स ऑफ द टीचर्स प्रोफेसर्स. तो एक एक प्रोफेसर का टाइम लेके उनका घर में जाके ही यूज टू लर्न फ्रॉम देम प्राइवेट कोचिंग. वैसे पढ़ के ही एंटर्ड इनटू आईआईटी फॉर हिज पोस्ट ग्रेजुएशन. मतलब ऐसा नहीं था कि ये सब टीचर्स साथ में रहते थे, कोई एक कोने पे, दूसरा दूसरा कोने पे, कभी साइकिल लेके कभी बस पकड़ के पोस्ट कॉलेज हावर्स ही रियली स्लॉग्ड. रात को सुबह निकला तो रात को 10 बजे 11 बजे आता था घर. सो नाउ यू सी दोनों का सिचुएशन. एक का सिचुएशन टीचर बिकेम सिक एंड ही कुड नॉट कवर 3 चैप्टर्स. अनदर केस में इंस्टीट्यूट ही बंद हो गया. बट वॉट रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ही टुक. सो वेर देर इज अ विल देर इज अ वे. सो यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड यू कैंट कीप ब्लेमिंग द इंस्टीट्यूशन बिकॉज यू आर अ पार्ट ऑफ द सेम इंस्टीट्यूशन. इफ यू आर ब्लेमिंग देन यू आर ऑल्सो डूइंग द सेम मिस्टेक. You are not positively contributing. You show by your example.
You create something.
If everyone keeps on blaming the institution, then who is going to take the institutional responsibility and do something?
Reformation, addition, contribution.
So we have to be the change that we want to see. So we can't just sit and keep blaming, 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 blaming like that. मार्टिन लूथर किंग प्रेसिडेंट नहीं वॉज दी. सो देयर फॉर ये वर्क एंड सेक्शन. यस द इंस्टीट्यूशन डस नॉट still have a proper way because institution is a very vague term. Alag alag mandir mein alag alag systems are less developed, more developed. Aisa hai. It depends on the individuals. Some temples have very good visionaries and solid convinced practitioners, so leaders who have created certain systems for certain things. But all said and done, whether the vision may be there, but those who are executing that vision may not be so qualified. So, wo sab hai. But the point is, we have to pass the exam. Are you going to sit and blame the teacher for not teaching? Or are you going to do, come what may, I am going to do it. That attitude should be there.
And Krishna will help with the desires.
And then when you do it and you become a part of an institutional contributor, then you can fill that gap. ISKCON is still 50 years, just 50 years old, fledgling state mein hai.
What all can you expect?
Slowly, slowly hone do, aayega. A time will come when things will improve. But we have to be part. The next generation is taking over ISKCON now. All the major GBC responsibilities, and we can make a change. We can't be the part of the blaming group. We have to be the change. Let us contribute and pull the institution up. We all have to think in that direction.
I don't understand this question. Renunciation or work?
Nee, abhi बोल रहे हैं कि वो अंदर लेके लोगों को एंगेज करने के लिए देर आर मेनी सिस्टम्स. और बाकी संन्यास मिनिस्ट्री है जिसको संन्यास देके, तो हाउ ही विल ट्रैवल फ्रॉम द न्यू ब्रह्मचारी बीइंग एंगेज टू एक्चुअली रीच दैट स्टेज ऑफ इंटरनल रेनन्सिएशन. The institutional OEA, is that what you have mentioned?
Brahmachari ke liye bhi aur grihasth ke liye bhi outside mein person comes. Renunciation ka sun ke bahut baar wo premature
chhod deta hai. See, that is due to immature preaching. Usme it's not a problem with systems. It is a problem with lack of education. That is the problem.
Chakra transition phase when explained that
they have to be educated nicely. Like Maharaj bhi Rajasham Prabhu ka question ka kya bole? Maharaj, in the outside congregation, people will see when people are leaving, Brahmacharis are leaving. So Maharaj ka answer kya tha?
You train the way the congregation sees the way you train them.
That you train them. You educate them properly. So that has to be. Maharaj to kaun sa jamane mein bole? Main kitna saal se wo Simple Temple DVD mein dekh raha hoon. Maharaj clearly says, if a person joins, it is a gain of the ashram, and if he leaves, it should be, he should be the gain of the congregation. He should not leave the process. So it's no one's loss. So that way people should be educated, so that they will be happy to facilitate. And those are the systems Maharaj has already created in Chopat. So education is what is lacking. We have to educate people. But unfortunately, education ka hi nafrat hai. That has to be changed. People have to be told that it's not a problem with education. It's a problem with immature educators. That has to be changed.
Well, his question is how to practice our sadhana so that internally we can develop renunciation after some point of time. I say one of naya banda.
Oh, I can. Is that?
System matlab ho hai na ki what do we practice every day so that internally and externally you may be at that renounced stage jo likha hai books mein ya jo hum se kehte hain what is na abhi naya hai but we are just heard.
Usko to wahi bola question. Kya kya tha question?
ट्रांजिशन
मीन्स किधर से किधर ट्रांजिशन
ट्रांजिशन
मीन्स धीरे सिस्टम एवरी डे व्हाट यू प्रैक्टिस उससे आप धीरे धीरे
ग्रेजुअली डेवलप इंटरनल रिनंसिएशन एंड देन इट ऑल्सो मैनिफेस्ट एक्सटर्नल सो ही सेज He considers it a contradiction that renunciation means to go to the forest, which is irreconcilable with working. The first verse says, just to worship Radha Krishna, Vaishnavas and Gurus. Lord Chaitanya is not mentioned. So second, one may ask, what the relationship is between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's worship and the worship of Radha and Krishna? The connection kya hai? And the third question concerns the statement that one should also worship Vaishnavas and the Gurus. We may ask about the mood of worshipping the Gurus or the spiritual master. We need to know how, when and at what point we worship our Gurus. How to worship the Gurus, when to worship our Gurus, and all these things we need to know. So all these things are addressed in the first verse. In verse 2, we find the answers to three questions. To the first question, the answer is that there are two levels at which someone chants Hare Krishna after receiving Diksha. One is as a practitioner, a sadhaka. Second is when someone has become a siddha, a perfected person. As long as one is a sadhaka, still struggling to purify the anarthas and come to the perfectional stage, one should perform one's religious duties such as household duties. But one should do them in a mood of detachment and as a service to Krishna. Varnashram activities, detached. Bhakti activities, attached. When through the process of offenseless chanting, one purifies one's anarthas and comes to the perfected platform, then he or she is considered to be a siddha. Bhava ka star pe aa gaya to siddha ka platform pahunch gaya. At that point, one can give up one's obligations, sarvadharman parityajya, and one can renounce and go to Vrindavan. Which means, at that point, one cannot perform one's varnashram duties at all. Because avyartha kalatvam, at the stage of bhava, one develops the qualities of avyartha kalatvam. So, karega hi nahi. Sadhaka ka star pe, to set the right example one should do. And kyunki wo varnashram ka star pe, wo bhava ka star pe pahuncha nahi, इसलिए वो अव्यर्थ काल तुमने यही कैन अफोर्ड टू डू टू सेट द राइट एग्जाम्पल फॉर अदर्स, बट भाव का स्तर पे वो होगा नहीं. वर्स टू ऑल्सो आंसर द सेकेंड एंड थर्ड क्वेश्चन दैट अराइज फ्रॉम वर्स वन. गुरु एंड गौरंग शुड ऑल्सो बी वर्शिप्ड.
भाव के स्तर पे ओनली इफ इज अ राजा ऋषि और इज हैज रिस्पांसिबिलिटी ऑफ समबडी देन ही विल डू,
देन ही विल डू
लाइक भरत महाराज एंड अदर्स मेंटली वो ये करके करता है. अदरवाइज समवन इज नॉट रिस्पांसिबल ही डजंट नीड टू
डू, ही डजंट नीड टू डू. Guru and Gauranga should also be worshipped. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his commentary that worship must be done in that order. First Guru and then Gauranga, and then one should worship Radha and Krishna. In other words, worshipping Radha and Krishna means one first must worship one spiritual master and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unceasingly, ajasram. Raghunath Das Goswami uses ajasram to indicate that we will always worship. There is never any time when we are not worshipping, and in that particular order. What is the order?
Guru, Gauranga, Gauranga.
Verse 3 answers an often asked question. What is that question? Can a person achieve the perfection of achieving Vrindavan Dham, where Krishna is engaging in loving pastimes, technically known as Ragatmika Bhakti, outside the Gaudiya Sampradaya? गौड़ी संप्रदाय के बाहर वृंदावन कृष्ण के प्रति रति डेवलप हो सकता है क्या? इन द थर्ड मंत्र रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी सेज इन इफेक्ट दैट इट इज पॉसिबल बट इट इज डिफिकल्ट एंड वेरी रेयर. जिंटली होता है वृंदावन कृष्ण के प्रति ओनली बाय गौड़ी संप्रदाय. वो है बट दैट इज स्लाइटली डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द मोड ऑफ वर्शिप ऑफ द गौड़ीय वैष्णवस.
या मोड में भी डिफरेंट
बट दैट इज मोस्टली वात्सल्य. या हियर व्हाट इट मींस
माधुरी
रहेगा, दिस इज मोस्टली माधुरी.
माधुरी गौड़ीय के बात नहीं है.
या ऑफ कोर्स एनीथिंग इज पॉसिबल. But in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, if one follows in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then this goal becomes very easy. Verses 4 through 7 deal with obstacles in the practice of devotional service, Raga Bhajan. These four verses are an extension of a phrase which Raghunath Das Goswami gives in the first verse, Sada Dambam Hitva. Dambam means pride. He says in verse 1, you should throw out pride. And then he goes on to answer in verse 2 and 3 questions as discussed above. Now in verse 4 he begins the explanation of this point about getting rid of pride. So first verse mein he says, Gurau goshte goshta layishu sujane bhusuragane swamantre shrinamni vrajanavayuva dvandva sharane sada dambam hitva kururatim apurvam atitaram aye swantar bhratar अयस्वांतर ब्रातर. नहीं, ये हमने किया था ना, वी डिड दिस. अयस्वांतर ब्रातर चतुबिर चतुबिर अभियाचे धृतपद. सो ही सेज दैट सदा हाउ यू कैन डेवलप योर अट्रैक्शन टू दी सिक्स पर्संस. गुरौ गोष्ठे गोष्ठालयीषु सुजने गोष्ठालयीषु सुजने भूसुरगणे स्वमंत्रे स्वीनामनि व्रज नवयुव द्वंद्व शरणे 8. हाउ डू यू डेवलप अट्रैक्शन टू दिस 8? ही से सदा दंबम हित्वा बाय गिविंग अप प्राइड. गुरु रतिम अपूर्वम अतितरम. यू कैन डेवलप एन इंटेंस अट्रैक्शन फॉर दिस 8 आइटम्स लाइक दैट. सो हाउ डस वन गिव अप दिस प्राइड इज डिस्क्राइब्ड इन 4, 5, 6, 7 फोर वर्सेस. In verse 4, he discusses external obstacles. So, grossest. First is mundane talk, or what we call prajalpa. The second is the desire for impersonal liberation as an impediment to Raga Bhajan. And the third, one may be surprised, is not particularly considered to be an anartha, but it's rather an obstacle in going back to Vrindavan Dham, and that is becoming attached to Lord Narayan and Lakshmi, or other incarnations or forms of Krishna. Lakshmipati Ratim Ito Vyoma Nayanim. Lakshmipati Rati. To be attached to Lakshmipati or the husband of Lakshmi is an obstacle. So along with other obstacles, he also explains. So like yesterday we were discussing, Shivaram Maharaj had mentioned in Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, that there is a difference between the Vaidhi Sadhana that is given in Gaudiya line and the Vaidhi Sadhana that is given in other Vaishnava Sampradayas, Madhva, Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. Their Vaidhi Sadhana is meant to create Vaidhi Nishta, Vaidhi Ruchi, Vaidhi Asakti, Vaidhi Bhava and Vaidhi Prema and eventually Vaikuntha. But the Vaidhi Sadhana given in Gaudiya line is meant to create Raganuga Bhakti. From the beginning of Vaidhi Sadhana only, the person worships Radha and Krishna only. It may be initially in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan and the practices, but he worships Radha and Krishna deities only. And also, his role models are fixed. Rajavasis. Theoretically at least. So that slowly that matures, and when he hears them being glorified, when he hears their bhakti being glorified, when he hears Krishna and Vrindavan being glorified, when he hears Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan being glorified, slowly the raga element keeps slow poison jaisa thoda 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 karke jaise vishaganya ke liye vishaganya, you know, when you want to make a vishaganya slow poison thoda 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 dosages mein roj insert karte rehte. So at some point when they grow up, they become fully poisonous. Unka juta is deadly. It's as good as snake touching. So, and unko they send them to other kingdoms to kill the king and all this. Aisa. So, aisa karte hain. So, like that, in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the Vaidhi Sadhana practice is also like that. Vaidhi Sadhana karte karte, chota chota small dosages mein, raga inspiration keeps on entering our bloodstream. And at some point it becomes
so very... Dreams, I guess, specifically raga.
Abhi bola na. Bhagavatam. Worshipping Radha and Krishna. And chanting the Yugala Naam, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. These are all meant to create what? And the commentaries of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. What is it meant to create? That's the point. The fourth wells, the five most potent limbs, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vas, Srimurtera Shraddhaya Sevan, Sajati Ayashesh Nigde Sadhu Sangha Sutore, and chanting the Holy Name. All these five are meant to produce Raganuga impetus from it. Baki ka Vaidhi matlab is also will have some elements of Raganuga.
These are most potent, Baki may be rahega, but
yeah. The fourth verse also shows how these things can be removed. Raghunath Das Goswami instructs that one should worship Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Aise karenge, then we can overcome the problem of prajalpa and attraction, attachment to Lakshmi Narayan. This is a codified answer. Without Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary, it would be impossible to actually understand these brief instructions. In the fifth verse, Raghunath Das Goswami indicates that there are six internal obstacles, starting with lust. Bhaktivinod Thakur lists them as lust, anger, greed, delusion, pride and envy. Raghunath Das Goswami says that in order to be free of them, a person has to know how to cry out for the help of the devotees. We can't get their help unless we know how to actually ask for it. A little child who slams a finger in a door immediately starts to call out for mother. Children don't have any qualms about crying if there is a problem. Unko problem nahi. So similarly, we also have to cry. And what obstructs us from crying is often our pride. Pride that we are something other than what we actually are. I'll pause it for a second. For
problem may be outside world, crying is considered as like.
In the 6th and 7th verses, Raghunath Das Goswami considers the results of being free from lust, anger, greed, etc., which are in one sense the gross manifestations of internal obstacles. But still, this is not freedom from deceit and false prestige. That is next layer, internal layer. Deceit and false prestige. This is addressed in the 6th verse. Deceit means duplicity. To be free from internal obstacles, aside from calling out for help from Vaishnavas, we must worship the pure devotees of the Lord. Must worship, serve the pure devotees of the Lord. Verse 8 answers the question, what if there are no pure devotees available? Raghunath Das Goswami answers that one should pray to Krishna with great humility and become Radharani's servant.
This is a very good answer. It's coming in the mosque. So many devotees are being, don't get single devotee association.
Your devotee or someone you join. Your devotee by association.
Question ekdam ye.
In other words, one should simply pray and Krishna will do what is needed. Verse 8 of Manasiksha is the turning point. If a spiritual practitioner has come this far, Atva Varstak Ponchi Gaya Samcha, then by applying this particular instruction, one will become absorbed and realize that the end or the goal is sufficient to satisfy us and free us from all obstacles. Happily, one comes to the 9th verse where Raghunath Das Goswami no longer speaks about anarthas or absorbing ourselves in our own deficiencies. In verse 8, he gave the general instruction to pray to Krishna with humility. In verse 9, we learn specifically what to pray for. What should we pray for at that stage? We pray to Krishna for his mercy. We pray to Radharani for her service. We pray to Lalita to be accepted as Radharani's servant. And we pray to Vishakha to develop small spontaneous devotional service. We worship Radhakund to be able to get darshan of Radha and Krishna. And we worship Giriraj Govardhan as a place of residence. Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanastam. This is what the 9th verse says. We pray to Krishna for his mercy. We pray to Radharani for her service. We pray to Lalita Devi to be accepted as Radharani's servant. We pray to Vishakha Devi to develop spontaneous devotional service. We worship Radha Kund to be able to get the darshan of Radha and Krishna. And we pray to Govardhan for Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanastam. In verse 10, there is a hint of the glories and aspects of service to Srimati Radharani, as well as the requirements to understand her service. These are humility, spiritual greed, and determination. The 11th verse is the last instruction. Here we learn the specific details of this service to Radharani, to which we aspire? What are the specific details of that service? The 12th verse is what is called a phalashtuti, an explanation of the fruit or the benefit of hearing and regularly reading the Manasiksha. One should practice Manasiksha and memorize the verses, not just hear them. This book is certainly something we need, instructions to the mind. We are always getting instructions from our mind. So this is an opportunity to give some instructions to our mind. Like that, Shivaram Swami Maharaj very nicely summarizes the whole of Manasiksha here for us. So we can always refer back to this overview in order to remember, you know, the essence of what we have learnt. Oh, aapko yaad hai, our Sarvatma Hari Prabhu, he took photograph of बोर्ड में लिखा उसको फोटोग्राफ लेके आनंदमय प्रभु ने भेजा था उसमें एक एक दो स्लाइड्स एक दो फोटोग्राफ में पूरा आपके पास नहीं है क्या
मैं मनुष्य के रूप में नहीं
हूं अच्छा यू आर नॉट
सर
पता नहीं कुछ मन शिक्षा का कुछ तो रहेगा दिखाओ
बोर्ड डाला ना
बोर्ड बोर्ड
बोर्ड का कॉपी ना
हाँ
एक फोटो है
लिखा
सकाम और निष्काम करने को
नहीं नहीं वो नहीं मैं
वो ये फर्स्ट वही है
हाँ
फिर सेकंड और एक है
लिखा
ना शिक्षा फर्स्ट वर्स
हाँ
सेकंड वर्स थर्ड फोर टू सेवन ऑब्स्टेकल्स
हाँ सो पूरा नाइन्थ वर्स देन 10 11 12 So, quick at a glance. First verse, what a living entity should do when he develops faith in bhakti. So, this verse takes one from Shraddha to Sadhu Sangha to Bhajana Kriya. Second verse, if we have to worship Krishna whole day, then how can we maintain our body and lives? What is the connection between the worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna? What is the mode of worshipping Guru? And it talks about the order of worship. First Guru, then Gauranga, then Radha and Krishna. Then the third verse addresses the question, can someone attain Vraja Krishna outside the Gaudiya Sampradaya? It addresses this point. Fourth to seventh verse talks about obstacles in Raganuga Sadhana. And all these obstacles are various extensions of pride. Sadarambam Tva. The fourth verse talks about the grossest. Prajalpa, impersonal liberation and attachment to Lakshmi Narayan. This can be removed by worshipping Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Fifth verse talks about the six internal obstacles of lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion. The solution is cry out for the help of devotees. But this pride stops us from crying out for the help of devotees. The sixth and seventh verses talks about overcoming the six anarthas does not guarantee overcoming deceit and false prestige. So the solution to overcome deceit and false prestige is it is not just sufficient to cry out for the help of Vaishnavas, but one must worship pure devotees out of greed. And the eighth verse mentions what if there are no pure devotees? Solution is pray to Krishna. One who has reached this stage is convinced and one can overcome all obstacles by practice of bhakti. The ninth verse talks about what should we pray for. We should pray to Krishna for his service. We should pray to Radharani for mercy. pray to Radharani for service, pray to Lalita Devi to make us a servant of Radharani, pray to Vishakha Devi for spontaneous devotional service, pray to Radha Kund for darshan of Radha and Krishna.
Yeah.
And pray to Govardhan to get a place of residence. Okay. And 10th verse talks about what are the glories and aspects of Radharani's service. And the qualification to understand that service is humility, spiritual greed and determination. And the 11th verse talks about the details of that service to Radharani. And the 12th verse is Phalastuti. So finally, Shivaram Swami Maharaj concludes this by mentioning the things to do. Practice Manasiksha. Memorize the verses, not just hear them. And this is an opportunity to give some instructions to our mind. All the while we have been hearing instructions from our mind. Like that, he concludes this overview of Manasiksha.